the man you've all been waiting for.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm Rob. Before we get rolling today with my part of the erectile dysfunction marathon, I want to play your favorite political clip from the film The Candidate, which is maybe the best film ever made about the process of running for office from the point of view of the candidate, starring Robert Redford. Here he is. He's had to make the same speech over and over and over again, and finally it gets to him.
Ladies and gents, the time has passed. The time has passed. Got to be a better way. I say to you, can't any longer. Oh no, can't any longer play off black against old, young against poor. This country cannot house its houseless, feed its foodless. The basic indifference that made this country great. And on election day, we won't run away. Vote once, vote twice for Bill McKay, you middle class honkies.
Robert Redford from the film The Candidate. I don't know if Barack Obama has ever had that moment. The guy is unflappable. There's a lot of reasons I like Barack Obama, and a lot of us here, of course, at FMU. But one interesting thing about him is that he's a multicultural poster boy. He's a little bit of everything. And, you know, I do a, I'm going to use an ugly term here, but a world music show on FMU on Saturday nights. And so this part of, this aspect of things makes me very happy. So we are going to do a little multicultural tribute to Obama in the next hour here on WFMU's Electile Dysfunction, starting now.
Al candidato, ¿quién es Barack Obama? Este corrido le canto con el alma, humilde fue nacido, también sin pretensión. Empezó por las calles de Chicago, trabajando para lograr una visión, para proteger a la gente trabajadora y traernos todos juntos en esta gran nación. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva
Obama!
¡Viva!
Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. Por nuestra nación. Nada importa si eres de San Antonio, nada importa si eres de Corpus Christi, de Dallas o del Valle, de Houston o del Paso. Lo que importa es que votemos por Obama, porque su lucha también es nuestra lucha. Y hoy que tenemos la urgencia para un cambio, vamos todos unidos con nuestro gran amigo. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud.
Cumbia de Obama.
Ha. Solamente Obama es esperanza.
Así.
Solamente Obama es esperanza. Solamente Obama es esperanza.
Votemos.
Back home.
Obama. En las calles de Chicago con la comunidad trabajó, ayudando en las iglesias a gente como tú y como yo.
Obama,
who's gonna stand for change?
Obama,
who's gonna bring our troops home?
Obama,
who's gonna beat McCain?
Obama,
who's gonna give us back home?
Obama.
Unamos nuestras banderas, juntos vamos a votar. Niños, padres, ciudadanos, desde las sierras hasta el mar. En el mundo del futuro, todos vamos a contar. Derechos inmigrantes,
yes, we
can. Cuidado de salud,
yes, we can.
Educación para todos,
yes, we can.
Seguridad nacional,
yes, we can.
Derechos inmigrantes,
yes, we can.
Fósforo there with Obama Cumbia and the Amigos de Obama, Viva Obama, mariachi style, here on Obama is Beautiful World, Election Day version on WFMU's Electile Dysfunction. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Finally, we're here. I can't believe it. We have listeners who weren't even born when the campaign started. Let's play more Obama songs. Actually, as you can imagine, there's a few Kenyan songs for Obama. First one I'm going to play is by a group called Kenge Kenge, and they're kind of a back-to-the-roots group. There's an electric guitar band genre in Kenya called Benga. Well, Kenge Kenge do Benga stripped down to its traditional elements. Instead of guitars, they play traditional fiddles and lutes. Instead of drum kit, they have traditional percussion. So we're going to hear Kenge Kenge for Obama, Obama for Change. Then we're going to hear one of the first world music-y Obama songs that I came across, actually, and I've come across quite a few, more than you want to know. But this one is by the group Extra Golden, who are a collaboration between musicians from Kenya and from the United States. It predates the campaign for presidency, so it's not a campaign song, it's a thank you song. What are they thanking? Well, Extra Golden was having a hard time getting their visas to do their first tour in the U.S. in 2006. They made an appeal to Senator Obama, and he helped them out. And so they wrote a song to say thank you. And then after that, probably play a couple other Kenyan Obama songs. Here on WFMU, Electile Dysfunction, 2008.
American people, citizens of the world, hear our sounds and melodies from Africa, drumming support for Barack Obama, Democratic presidential candidate in the United States. Vote Barack Obama. Vote good change. God bless you.
Chungam duto dwaro telo makelo lokruok makelo dongruok makonyo ganda Jayo Obama Christians Muslims Jews and Hindus supporting you Barack Obama
Plan Studio. Oh, yeah. This song is dedicated to Obama Senator, all the way down from USA, Ueda Siaya Togalem.
Hi, I'm Rob, and for my Election Day project, I'm doing a multicultural Barack Obama radio show as part of WFMU's day-long Electile Dysfunction special web stream. We just heard from Tony Nyadundo, who is a Kenyan musician who performs a very stripped-down style that's popular in Kenya called Ohangla. In fact, he won a Kenyan Music Industry Award for his Barack Obama song, which actually came out a couple years ago, so like Extra Golden, who we heard at the top of the set, it's one of the earlier ones. And before Tony Nyadundo, we heard Saba Mapangala, who's actually Congolese-born, but who had his greatest years in Kenya. He actually lives in the United States now in Washington, D.C., recorded that song at Delmark Studios in Chicago with the help of a rapper from Minneapolis named Fanaga Ndenge, who rapped, as you can tell, in English, getting the message across while Samba sang in Swahili, lingua franca from East Africa. And before that, as I said, we heard Extra Golden with their appreciation to Obama, which we took off their Thrill Jockey CD, Era Mano No. And at the top, Kenge Kenge, who do kind of a stripped-down version of the genre Benga that is a key component of Extra Golden's music. Okay, you following? Next, I want to play a few Obama songs by multi-culti artists based here in New York. The first one is by a group called Fula Flute, who play traditional music of West Africa. What they did was take a traditional motif of West African music, which is the praise song, usually sung in praise of, well, could be a family member, could be a political figure, could be a historical figure, could just be somebody who paid a lot of money for you to sing their praises. Anyway, they adapted the griot praise song formula to Obama. After Fula Flute, we will hear from Jose Conde. Jose's mom was born in Cuba and moved to Miami. And like a lot of Cubans who moved in response to Castro taking power, she can be very conservative and has historically voted Republican. But this year, she told Jose she was going to vote for Obama. And that inspired Jose Conde to write his song, Respondele a Obama. And then we're going to hear from a Haitian singer named Manze Dayila. Manze actually has had a bit of the American dream and the American nightmare. She came to the United States via raft from Haiti to Miami. She was 8 months pregnant, and they locked her up in Cuba for a while because she was not technically legal. And then finally, somebody had mercy and said, she's going to have her baby. We better let her out. Eventually, she wound up in New York, and in fact, she has a CD out now. So good for her. So we'll play Manze Dayila's Obama song. So three Obama songs from around the world via New York. here on WFMU's Electile Dysfunction.
Obama! verdad, dolor que siente esperanza. Noviembre 4, un cambio, un cambio. Después de 8 años de cuidar los intereses corporativos y riquezas y entrar en una guerra ilegal, ya basta. Han hecho farsa la diplomacia y destruyeron la economía. Han asaltado el medio ambiente sin preocuparse por la gente como tú y yo. Pues este año no, pero a mí me alegra decir, tenemos chance de elegir a dónde va nuestro futuro, si mejor o más duro. Por eso yo le digo a todos mis hermanos latinoamericanos, está en tus manos. Si tú te sientes así, respóndele a Obama. Si tú te sientes así, respóndele con tu voto. Si tú te sientes así, respóndele a Obama. Si tú te sientes así, el 4 de noviembre, respóndele, respóndele. Hasta mi madre republicana está votando para Obama. Republican mama is gonna cast a vote for Obama. Hasta mi madre republicana está votando para Obama. Even my Republican mama is gonna cast a vote for Obama. Respóndele con tu voto, respóndele con tu fe, respóndele a Obama. Respóndele que tiene mucho muchacho. Respóndele. Y donde sea que tú estés, respóndele. Miami, Hialeah, respóndele. Acá yo hueso Tampa Bay, respóndele. En Pensacola, respóndele. Ah, en Orlando también, respóndele. Escúchenme, mis hermanos, respóndele. Latinoamericanos, respóndele. Ustedes tienen la clave, respóndele. Para cambiar el detalle, respóndele. No se queden en casa, respóndele. Salgan a la calle, respóndele. Noviembre 4, respóndele, responde.
Barack Obama is my president.
So, New York in the house, world musically for Barack Obama with Monza Dayila there from Haiti, Jose Conde with roots in Cuba, and Fula Flute with roots in West Africa. I'm Rob Weisberg. It's Election Day! And it's WFMU's Electile Dysfunction stream. If you've had enough of the pundits jabbering, come to us. We'll stream things out. And I've subtitled my contribution to the Electile stream, Obama is Beautiful World. And the reason is the song that I'm about to play by a group called Anyone Brothers Band, who I think may have simply been assembled for the purpose. Here's the deal. In Japan, there is a small city called Obama. And the locals there are kind of tickled that the guy who's probably going to be our next president is their namesake. There's been a bit of exchange between the two Obamas. Obama the town sent Obama the candidate some local specialties, like a special little pastry product and some chopsticks. And Obama the candidate sent Obama the town a very nice thank you letter. And then there's the band, Anyone Brothers Band. And a popular YouTube video of their song, Obama is Beautiful World, in which the lyrics talk about both Obamas. They shoot on the beach in Obama with a very nice send-up of the old YMCA dance routine, where they spell out O-B-A-M-A instead. They get a lot of happy, waving locals to participate and shoot in local institutions, like, for instance, the Obama Shoes Center, where you can go and get your very own Obama shoes. A lot of the songs I've been playing have YouTube videos attached. I have some of them embedded in the playlist to today's show. But you have to check out this one to get the full picture. Here's Anyone Brothers Band from Obama, Japan, with Obama is Beautiful World. We'll be right back.
respect of the world that we now lack. If you want it back, then vote Barack. Because this time we come out to vote. Stop the war. Stop genocide in Darfur. No matter what, get healthcare for who have not. The Foreign Relations Committee can attest to its tenacity for homeland and job security. He stood his ground when the war was a conception. Said it was wrong, so he didn't go along. Jim Baker and Lee Hamilton, they said of Barack's opinion, he's a man of resplendent vision. I know the warmongers are anxious, ready and set. Saddam is imposing to us an imminent threat. They magnify Saddam's offenses, now we're paying the consequences. Every day our soldiers dying in the trenches. Barack, Barack, he's fighting for openness and honest government. Barack, he's doggedly defiant. Phenomenal strength and wisdom beyond comment. After you put me in a quagmire, not this time, we come out to vote. What's at stake? Clean up Washington overall. In the wake of the Jack Abramoff scandal, the middle class and the little man is without representation. This regime had too much corruption. He wants to see a good energy policy, inclusively, extend comprehensively. Renewable fuels to clean coal, there'll be no price gouging at all. These things are Barack Obama's goal. In changing the crooked regime, we must all take note. They'll be kicking and screaming out means, so we all must vote. Special interests and facing facts, literacy and slavery come last. Disenfranchisement gone, the time has passed. Barack, Barack, the first black president to lead this mighty nation. Barack, we'll regain worldwide respect with Obama's vision and excellent comprehension. The respect of the world that we now lack. If you want it back, then vote Barack. Not this time, we come out to vote. With you, there's no hope.
The Calypso icon, the mighty sparrow there, weighing in with Barack the Magnificent and getting a little more into the particulars of the argument in favor of Obama than most of his Obama songwriting peers. I don't know how many other Obama songs mention the Jack Abramoff scandal, but then that's the nature of the genre, Calypso being a genre of social commentary, and no one does it better than the great Mighty Sparrow. We also heard an enervating Obama song from Louisiana, kind of a symbol of bridging the racial divide, mixing musicians from the mostly white Cajun music scene and the mostly black Zydeco tradition for a song called We Umpu, Yes We Can. That song was written by fiddler Dirk Powell, who actually isn't originally from Louisiana, but let's not quibble at this historic moment. And at the top, we heard the title cut for today's contribution to the Electile Dysfunction stream, 81 Brothers Band, Obama is Beautiful World, and they're talking about Obama Japan, as well as Barack Obama. I'm Rob Weisberg. You've been listening to my humble contribution to the WFMU Election Day stream, Electile Dysfunction. Now, you may recall at the top of the show how I talked about being a world music guy. Obama is even more of a dream candidate for me, because just by himself, he represents so many different cultures. Kenya, of course, we heard all the Kenyan Obama songs before. Hawaii, although I didn't play a Hawaiian Obama song, I'm sorry. But to close the show, let's play a song that highlights another part of Obama's heritage. There are actually a couple of versions of this song. There's a little controversy. Again, let's not quibble. Keep your eyes on the prize. But there's a little bit of the band that originally did this is an Irish kind of bar band. And then an Irish guy living in California, I believe, put his version on YouTube of their song, adding extra verses. His name is Shea Black. The band is Hardy Jew and the Nancy Boys, which is actually kind of a family group by the brothers Corrigan in Ireland. The Corrigans got mad at Shea for using the song initially without their permission. Shea has tried to make up, and he says he's going to take his video down after today. Anyway, Shea's version really kind of like makes the point, so I wanted to play some of that, and then we'll segue that into the more rockin' version by Hardy Jew and the Nancy Boys of There's No One as Irish as Barack Obama, spelled O'BAMA. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned all day to WFMU's Electile Dysfunction as we show you the way.
Well, you all know that Barack Obama's great-great-grandfather came from County Offaly, and this song has been written. The chorus goes, O'Leary, O'Reilly, O'Hara, O'Hara, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. From the old lining stone to the green hills of Tara, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. Hey! You don't believe me when I hear you say, but Barack's as Irish as our own JFK. His granddaddy's granddaddy came from Monegal, a village in Offaly well known to you all. O'Leary, O'Reilly, O'Hara, O'Hara, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. From the old Lanny Stone to the green hills of Tara, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. His mam's daddy's granddaddy was one Fulmouth Kearney. He's as Irish as Annie from the lakes of Killarney. His mam's from a long line of great Irish mamas. There's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. O'Leary, O'Reilly, O'Hara, O'Hara, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. From the old Blarney Stone to the green hills of Tara, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. He looks after his own, a true son of St. Patrick. He chose as his mate Joe Biden, a Catholic, Proddies, Jews, Muslims, even the Dalai Lama. No, there's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. O'Leary, O'Reilly, O'Hara, O'Hara.
There's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. You don't believe it. I hear you say, Barack's as Irish as was JFK. His granddaddy's daddy came from Monegal, a small Irish village known to you all. Toodaloo, 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 toodalama. There's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. He's as Irish as bacon and cabbage and stew. He's Hawaiian, he's Kenyan, American too. If he succeeds and he has a chance, I'm sure our Barack will do river dance. Toodaloo, 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 toodalama. There's no one as Irish as Barack Obama. From Kerry and Cork to old Donegal, let's hear from old Monegal, from the lakes of Killarney.